Morning, Paul. Could you just give us a status update on Blake Wheeler?
Yeah, he's fine. He need another day just to heal up a little bit, but he'll be back on the ice tomorrow, ready to go.
Connor Hellebuck seems like he's a real confident goalie right now. Is that just a product of having played in a game where there weren't very many shots against, the defense was really good, or is he just like that?
I don't know is the answer. I haven't spent enough time with him. I think that to get to the National League and play one game in the NHL, you have to have had some confidence in your abilities. The game filters those guys out that don't long before the National League and got in. I don't know that he saw a good representation of what a normal National League game is, but he made a few saves and got his feet wet. So he should have some confidence. And
I know you've talked about him already, but what do you want to see? You're kind of tempted to see what this guy's all about. There's been a lot of buzz about him.
The line is, you know, cats and shiny objects. Just relax a little bit here. Whatever he has to offer, and we'll keep in mind that he's played one and he's going to get an opportunity to play more, and he'll get whatever he earns and deserves.
He is kind of a shiny object right now, though, right?
Yep. One flash of light, and we'll get an opportunity to see how shiny it is as we go forward.
When the schedule comes out, you look at it, November was obviously daunting with the amount of games that you played in that short period of time. You've got a little more time in December. Does this look a little bit more favorable?
Well, you get a little more practice time. That today and tomorrow will be our first back-to-back practices since the 22nd of October. So you can tailor. Today we had a good tug, good pace, but that had nothing to do with the last game and everything to do with 5-8. And coming off the road the way we did, I think we probably everybody got back home about 4 a.m. So we had to clean it out a little bit today, but not too long. So it's kind of building the bodies back up. It's a tough trip to come off. We'll get a little bit more rest, but you know, I say that we'll play here and then get back in a couple back to backs, which we really appreciate. So we get a little more rest on the off days, but you know, we'll have. Get to the 28-29 game mark and have played 7 of 17 on back-to-back on the road. So it's not necessarily getting easier in here.
What are the signs, Paul, road trips are road trips, but when it's this long and this kind of grueling, what do you see from your team that says, man, we're tuckered out here? What are the signs that it's kind of grinding you?
There's not an obvious one. You know what, right now we're looking at things that are getting better. You know, and in our last 7 games, we've given up quite a bit less in terms of where the shots are coming from. 7th in the league, I think, in our last 7 games. We come off the floor of penalties to 23rd in terms of our restraining fouls. Our discipline, especially in the last 3 games, I thought was fantastic. Where we're getting our shots from has improved from 21st to 14th. So there's things that are getting better in our game defensively and offensively. We're 3-4 in that, so we're certainly not jumping up and down about it being perfect. But there's enough recognition in the room. I think we'll get fresher. But the fatigue sets in for everybody. Everybody's got their stretches, and we went through ours and didn't have great results. So we got lots of places to get better.
You said discipline. Has there been a difference in the last 3 games that you've seen? With your team still being able to play the way you want to, but
we were, for our part of the discipline section, as it relates to penalties that we take, we've been in better initial positioning to keep the sticks off bodies. I think it's almost as simple as that. I don't think we take lazy penalties. I think we take penalties because we're in behind it sometimes, and we're well scrutinized.